This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, when you're looking around, for somebody to collaborate with, sometimes it's the best collaborators out there that you've done it with. You've done things with them before. And there's one member of the, well, there's only one member of the NRA board that will take my phone call. And he joins us now, and that is Rick Ector, Legally Armed in Detroit. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man, good afternoon to you. How are you doing on this absolutely gorgeous day here, at least in Metro Detroit?
Well, it's been raining here, but that's fine. That means I don't have to water the bonsai trees later.
Man, that sounds pretty precise, man, that whole bonsai thing. You know, I know absolutely nothing about it, but I presume that you have to give it, like, a lot of care and that you have to be very precise in your pruning.
So, here's the thing. With that, the thing about that is it's not so much about the precision. The thing about bonsai is knowing when to do something and when not to. And most of the time, you're not doing anything. You're sticking, because bonsai means tree in a pot.
Okay.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you're taking a tree that would, if you pulled it out of the pot and stuck it in the ground, it'd grow up to be a full-size tree. And what you're doing in the pot is you are tricking the tree into growing into a diminutive stature and still looking like a grown tree. And but beyond that, I mean, like the pruning, you might prune a tree once a year. You start designing a tree or styling a tree, and then you stop. And then it's just watering and fertilizing.
See, the most I had ever learned was from watching the original Karate Kid with Ralph Macchio.
Yeah. And, you should, I mean, especially for you, because you have so many things on your mind. If you were to get a couple of bonsai and stick them out there and just spend a few, you know, just go out there and, you know, I don't know if you drink coffee or smoke or any of that. Those
oh,
other
I drink coffee and, yeah, I still partake in tobacco for sure.
So I'd be going out there and I'd, you know, I'd have my trees out in the yard, get some outdoor bonsai because most of them are hardy enough to take even the Michigan weather. And, you know, go out there and water them, spend a little time with them, sit back, just look at them, forget about everything and go inside and start ripping some things up politically.
I know I'm getting up there in age. I'm at the spry age of 55, man. But let me tell you, my days are such that I don't have spare time to invest in the care and nurturing of a bonsai tree just yet. Just listening to you describe it sounds like a scheduled series of care that I'm not sure if I can spare right now.
Of course you could. I got three radio shows. I do three radio shows.
Right. But you've been doing shows of various different types and various different media since forever, probably in excess of 20 years.
And
you
13.
Could do a show, 13. You could probably do a show half asleep.
Well, no. Actually not. I mean, not if I wanted to be any good. I mean, I can't have a conversation half asleep or something. I've got to be on top of it. But, I mean, all I'm saying is that bonsai is the warrior's pastime. So think of that.
Okay.
And I mean, if there's a quintessential warrior out there, it would be one Rick Ector.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to take that, and I'm going to put it to my ever-growing list of things that I'm going to explore whenever I accumulate that so-called extra time.
When you get ready to go, let me know, because up there in Michigan, there's something called Michigan Yamadori, which Yamadori is a bonsai tree that you go and you find in the wild. And it's probably twice as big as a bonsai tree would actually get if you trained a bonsai tree. But they get in there and they take wooden boxes and they go dig that tree out and stick it in that big wooden box. And then they...
How often would I have to care for this thing? Like once a day, like throw some water on it?
Yeah.
And like make sure it gets sunlight, that
kind
of thing?
Yes. Well, I mean, if it's outside...
I don't know, man.
If it's outside, it's going to get sunlight. I mean, is your entire house, your entire backyard covered with a patio?
No.
Okay, so if you stick it out there on the table, you let it rain on it when it rains on it. When it rains on it, you don't have to water.
I'm thinking that this bonsai tree raising operation was going to be very intense. You just reduced it to sticking it in a pot on a table outdoors in the backyard and let nature handle it.
Well, I mean, you can the bonsai tools, if you get out there and get the real bonsai tools.
Listen. I need tools now.
Well, you probably already have some of them in your garage.
Man, look. I'm gonna put that on my list of things to do.
Put it on your list.
I wanna
don't let it intimidate you. It's not something to intimidate you. You should not let it intimidate you. It's something you could. If I can do it with my, I'm sort of one of these people that gets out there, and I'm always looking for something intense to happen.
Right.
Happen. With a bonsai tree, that's just not happening. The most intensive thing that happens with a bonsai tree is you're getting out there and they're like, oh my God, part of it is dying. And then you're doing watering and fertilizing, sitting back looking at it. And that's about it.
Well, let me ask you, do you have like a conventional pet, like a dog?
I do.
Cat?
I have a dog.
So you got bored with the cat and or dog and decided to add a bonsai tree or several to the mix.
Now, to say I got bored with the dog, if somebody came in here and shot my dog, I'm going to be in a murderous rage, and I'm not stopping until I get some.
Well, see, dogs are easy, man. Yeah. Dogs love anyone. Dogs love company. Just all you have to do is just be there, and the dog will be content to lay on the floor next to you, right?
Well,
dogs are very low maintenance.
My dog is he's part Australian Shepherd, so he's sort of intelligent. Mm-hmm. And he plays us like a harp from hell. I mean, he does all kinds of stuff and just gets all kinds of favors and treats and all this stuff. And he's getting up. He's over 10 years old now, and he still moves around like a puppy, which is good for me. I like that. So,
well, maybe you should start getting like another dog to kind of wean yourself off of it, because 10 years is getting long in the tooth.
My wife, that's not happening. That won't happen for a while.
A dog is about what? Take you about, 15
years?
Well,
an Australian Shepherd can live up to 18, 20 years old.
Okay.
So he may still be around. The longer he stays, the better I like it. When I got him, I was younger than you, and I told him when I got him, I said, you got to last me till I'm 70, brother. So.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, maybe I need like a hamster or like, I don't know, like a gerbil or like something small, like goldfish. I think I could swing goldfish.
I just can't picture coming into your house and going, oh, wow, look, Rick, you have all of these hamster tunnels going all around the house. Wow. I just don't picture that. Just can't picture that out of Rick Ector. Listen, we're coming up on the first break. How do they find you?
They will find me anywhere where Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R, legallyarmeddetroit.com, Detroit CCW, or Detroit CCW at Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and man, I'm even on this place called Snapchat and Instagram. I know, man.
I got you. Hey, all right. That's good enough for me. I asked the question, now I know. Talking to Rick Ector, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Flapper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's how much we made. The first thing we launched our Shopify store, and that's from only 300.
All right. We are back, and we're listening to something happening at Rick's place and all this other stuff. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Hector. He just became a you're now a member of the NRA Board of Directors.
I am. This past election at the NRA's annual meeting, I was elected as the 76th director to a one-year term. Yes, that has been quite the journey, man. And it's like, just as I'm getting settled in right after the annual meeting, we just had about a month or two ago now, I just officially had my full series of training sessions, and I'm officially ready to go, man. I got a huge binder in the mail the other day, and it's minutes of all the things that were discussed at the annual meeting, and man, I haven't made my way through it. But yes, I will diligently get through it as I work through all these other things that are going on. But man, things are happening, man, but hey, I'm enjoying myself.
And you have the annual shooting event where you train what is now thousands of women per event to shoot. That's coming. That's beginning to come up on the horizon, isn't it?
It is. The last couple of years I've been, we had 2020, man, back when everything was shut down, you know, I went through a series of delays associated with the edicts from the state of Michigan telling us not to, everyone not to do any public events or be out in public. And then finally it got to the point where I was either going to have to like not do it or just do it anyway and just see what happens. But, we took overwhelming amount of caution and, preparation and was properly equipped with all the PPE, and we had a successful event, man. We trained another 1,300 women or so. We're looking to do another 1,500 this year, and we get that. We'll be at 9,000 for the 12 consecutive lifetime year of the event. So, man, things are smoking. It's just kind of hectic right now.
I'm curious. Do you know what the female population of Detroit is?
I have not looked that up.
I'll bet you you have now trained a significant percentage of them.
I mean, let's just round it off. Let's just say if there's 600,000 people in Detroit, let's just say, I don't know, let's say half. Women, right? That's 300,000. And then a certain percentage of 300,000 would be minors, who probably 250,000. So I'm still way off, man.
Give 80,000 to the kids. So now you got 220,000 women. So that means you're right at, percentage-wise, what would that be? Maybe.
It's still small.
Well, but it's still a percentage. I mean, you have undertaken this yourself. Nobody came up to you and told you, Rick Hector, you got to train these women how to shoot for free. You did that on your own.
I did that on my own, man. And you know, it's been an interesting journey. You know, I started this on the onset when I saw the very disturbing newscast on TV about a woman's body being like discarded on the street after they had their way with her and killed her. And that first year, man, we trained 50 women. Yeah, 50 women that first year. And just kept at it, man. And next thing you know, 2020, when everything was shut down, we had almost 2,000. And then things went back a bit, but I mean, we're still on that original slope that we were on before 2020, and now, like I said, projecting to do 1,500 this year, and that'll put us grand total wise up to 9,000. So, you know, it's been a steadily growing event, man. And, professionally, it has become the single most important thing that I'm doing that gives me the greatest sense of, accomplishment, man. It's a community event and I'm being able to donate to the community at large. And I believe it's going to enhance safety. So I'm really happy about it.
I would imagine, given the size of the event and all the pieces you have to bring into play, that have to mesh and meet all at one particular time at one point in the year.
Oh, man. You're into, like, logistics.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where, I mean, I've been fortunate to have two gun ranges that have opened up their facilities, you know, for two consecutive days. And then, of course, you need the machinery. You need firearms, right? One gun range is donating all the guns at their facility. And then I know a gun guy, a gun dealer who runs ATEI, and he's, like, donating his guns for the other event. And then you need ammunition. And, man, I am working with a gun rights organization here based in Michigan who's they're going to be meeting in a couple of days to make the final call on supplying the ammunition and, you know, in terms of targets and, man, you need what targets, you need eyes, you know, eye protection and earplugs and the manpower, man, I must say, man, I've been very fortunate in that I've gotten a lot of support from firearms instructors locally, from the region, across the state, and dare I say, across the country, man. Routinely, the last couple of years, we've had people come in from out of town from like 14 different states, man. Hopefully, I'll get greater participation from a greater number of states this year.
Right. So I would imagine that as soon as the event is over, you have to sort of think to yourself, well, here I go, I'm starting again.
Yeah, it's almost like a song. Isn't that like a song from the 70s?
Yeah. Here. Before we get into that song from the 70s, we're coming up on the next break. Tell all of the good people that might be interested in what you do how to find Rick Ector.
I am Rick Ector, and I'm running the 12th annual Free Women Shooting Event. I even looked up the URL to the organizing group for firearms instructors and range safety officers. It doesn't have a branded URL, but if you get to facebook.com/groups/, oh my God, it's a long number. Just look for 2023 organizing team for Ladies Shoot, and you will definitely find us. Click the button to be added, and I'll scrutinize you and make sure you're not some anti-gun terrorist that wants to harass me, and I'll get you in the group.
Hang on there, if you would. We'll be talking to Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Thank you. USA News update. Americans will have to deal with issues at airports once again today due to severe weather. FlightAware reporting over 2,900 flight delays and 1,100 cancellations in the U.S. The White House is trying to get its message across to voters that President Biden's economic policies are working.
Our economy has recovered faster than any major economy in the entire world, and that's happening because of President Biden's leadership.
Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton pointed out the declining inflation and the unemployment rate below 4%. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the outgoing director of the CDC, is cautioning that the U.S. is ill-prepared for the next pandemic. In her New York Times op-ed today, she highlights a shortage of around 80,000 public health workers required to meet basic needs. Walensky also draws attention to the reliance on outdated technology like old fax machines in public health systems. Her tenure ends this Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector, you intrigued me just now. So ATEI helps you out? They loan you some guns or something?
Yeah, well, actually, they supply one location for 2 days with guns, man. And he actually does some really interesting things with the guns, man. He puts all sorts of fancy gadgets on them, you know. Like,
yeah, he's been a sponsor in the past. He does some very, very fine work.
He does, man, and he has been a sponsor of this program, going back several years, man, at least probably the last, well, you know what, at least 10 of these 12 years, man. He's been a huge supporter. He's also a good friend of mine, so, I mean, that definitely helps, man, and that's one of the cool things about in the gun community, man. A lot of people have come across, you know, we've crossed paths, man, and I've made a lot of friends in this industry, man. Yes, and sir. I'm very thankful for the friendship and for their help in doing things like this community service event.
Well, ATEI is a very good gun model. They were the first ones. They were the first ones that took your beloved Smith & Wesson M&P and put a decent trigger on it. You should let him take your M&P and just tell him, I don't care about all the fancy stuff. Just do something to my trigger.
Right.
And you would
Hey, you know what? There's a side of me that can get into, like, appreciation for a smoother, better trigger than the other. But then there's the other side of me, man, which is like, hey, it's a gun right off the shelf. Just give it to me. Let me load it with the appropriate ammunition. You know, I've been training and shooting for years. There's no way I'm going to miss, and it's going to get the job done. As a matter of fact, the more money I pour into a gun, the more it's going to hurt when in the aftermath, God help that, and I don't ever have to defend myself. But if I do, you know the gun is good, it's gone, and I'm never going to get it back, right? So less money I stick into a gun, man, the least I'll be emotionally attached to it, right?
Well, here's the thing. See, this is what I, and you could do this probably with, I can't remember, is it Doug at ATEI?
Yeah.
I'd get with Doug and I'd say, Doug, you know, I want to carry one of your guns. And if I have to use it when they take it into evidence, it's going to upset me, Doug. So are you going to, like, cover me for that while I'm waiting to get my gun back, Doug? If I'm using an ATEI blaster, if it comes down to it. That's the deal I always make with anybody out there. If I'm going to carry their gun, I'll be like, well, I'll be happy to do that. You're going to fix it if I... You gonna handle me if I use it?
Oh, I'm sure his ears are going to be ringing. Someone's going to definitely call him and tell him that we were talking about how great of a guy he is. And how
Doug was very. Yeah. I mean, in the beginning when it was talking about M&P modification, Doug was the leading edge of that stuff. ATEI was the leading edge of that stuff. They were the only ones that. Anybody, he was the first to actually do anything with the gun. It's. I can only imagine how good he is with one of them now.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he still got his skills up and stuff, man. But, you know, everybody's, well, at least that I come across in my travels as a trainer. I just taught a class Saturday. You know, man, it's a lot of Glocks out there, man. A lot of Glocks out there. Ooh-wee. It's still very popular. Well, who's... Any sponsors you have that do personal protection 9mm handguns?
Like Staccato, they have one called the CS.
Okay.
But, I mean, it starts at $2,500.
Oh, yeah, just slightly outside of my price. Just slightly.
Well, but Doug.
I'm sure it's a fine firearm. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, but see, you know, Doug makes guns that are on par with that.
Okay, and I'm sure those are fine guns, too. Like this latest John Wick movie, we don't know if he's dead yet, because I'm sure they're going to bring it back for part 5, but... Yeah, that gun he had, I can't remember the name of it, but...
Well, that's a Viper. That was designed by Taron Butler, and it was built by Staccato.
Okay, and that gun was like $4,000, $5,000, right?
$6,000,
okay. Yeah. And let me tell you, it had every gun guy and gun gal salivating from the time that they saw that gun prominently featured in John Wick 4.
Well, sure.
From the opening credits to the end scene.
Yeah.
And, man, a lot of people want it. But, ooh-wee, man. Like, ooh, $6,000. Ooh, it's slightly outside of my budget, man. But, look, if things keep progressing, maybe one day I can get me one.
Well, see, here's the thing about a modified gun. I will tell you the window of modification for me with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Now... You're already okay with the M&P grip angle, yeah?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
So the only thing that you need to modify on the gun is the trigger.
Okay.
And you have the original M&P, right? You probably have.
Yeah.
You probably worn the finish off of this boy, right? That gun has no paint on it or nothing, right? No, nothing, right?
Let me me tell you, I'm not one of those guys that has a gun, and it's like when I pull it out, I expect that everyone to, like, E.F. Hutton and everyone to stop talking.
Sure.
And to, like, come over to my booth and watch me and, like, you know, critically assess it. No, it's not the prettiest instance or presentation of any Glock that's out there, man. But
are you carrying a Glock or an M&P?
I mean, I got one of each, man.
Okay.
You know, sometimes.
Okay.
You know, so.
Well, if you're carrying a Glock, see, here's the thing, and this is the thing I found out through trial and error. The gun that you like, whether it's Glock or an M&P, you would really like it if you put a better straight trigger in it, a straight trigger versus a curved trigger.
And you know what? I respect your opinion.
That's about $160. That's $160.
Okay. Well, see, that's doable.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
For me, yeah, that's doable, and I'll definitely take a look at that and give it a whirl, give it a trial at the gun range to see how it works.
As a matter of fact, yeah. I bet you Doug does one for a Glock that's a straight trigger, and I bet you it is superb.
So let me ask you this: how portable or mobile is your show? Like, could you put your show virtually in, like, a travel bag with the appropriate equipment?
I could.
Whether you have mixers and laptops.
I could, in something about the size of one decent-sized, Pelican case. In one decent-sized Pelican case, I could bring all the components to do all three shows.
Man, look, so you know this is like I segue into, hey, what are you doing on July 29th and 30th?
Well, what day is that?
It's a Saturday and a Sunday.
Well, Let me work on it. Let me work on it. Because with the local show, I'll try to coordinate something with the local show, and we'll try to do something with that. But otherwise, you know.
Man, here's what I envision. I envision your show acquiring like 1,500 brand new women shooters who are going to go from not knowing anything about a gun to shooting their gun their first time to listening to you every single day with guests coming on.
Hang on, we're in the break. We're coming in the break talking to Rick Hector from Legally Armed in Detroit, talking about his event coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Hector. I've been trying to talk him into getting a better trigger in his gun.
Look, you know what? As far as modifications go, yeah, a $150 estimated charge to make me go from standard off-the-shelf trigger to something that, you know, is, I guess, on par with your perceived status of
as I think about this now, and how long have you had the M&P? I mean, that's got to be how many years?
Man, it was like first gun I bought, man, like 15, 16 years.
Okay, and the Glock?
That's fairly recent, maybe 7 years. Roughly, yeah.
You know, as I think about this, I am reminded of one thing constantly. Now, there was another trainer. He was out of, I think, Alabama, named Tiger McGee. And Tiger, okay. Shoot Right Shooting Academy. Mildly notorious because he was on the Sons of Guns one time. He was one of the guys that was looking. He used to have a signature AR-15 called the Shoot Right Katana. It was a pretty nice gun. Tiger carried... He got a in the 70s. He got a 1911.
Okay.
And he recently passed away, way too early. He was in his 60s, and when he passed away, his carry gun was still the same 1911. So maybe I'm giving you the wrong advice. I will concede.
I should go upper end 1911.
No, I'm just saying that he carried the same gun to the point to where he was so familiar with it that he was just, it was a part of him. It was like it had grafted to him, you know?
Okay.
And if you've been carrying one gun for 7 years, that's about 6 years and 53 weeks long, or 50 weeks longer than I've carried any one single gun ever, over and over, day in and day out. So if you're carrying the same guns over and over again, and you're comfortable and you're good with them, maybe the advice I should give is that I shouldn't be giving that advice. I should give it to myself.
You know what? There are the wide body of people who are in the gun owning population, man. If you were to like segment all the different categories in which we fit, you know, whether you're talking about enthusiasts, competition shooter, you're actually in the gun media, or you're an advocate, or law. I mean, however you fit into this gun community, man, there are people who get down into the weeds about the type of gun, the model, the style. Me, I don't know. I'm just an advocate, firearms instructor, just give me just one or two guns and make sure that I've mastered them and I'm good to go, man. You'll have that stereotypical meeting of two gun nuts meeting up at a bar, not a bar, but at a range.
Right.
And then they start talking about their guns and next thing you know, they're swapping them and they're bragging about each one respectively and they shoot them and,
You know, the truth of the matter in the striker-fired genre, most of the guns that are out there now are actually pretty good. No matter what the price point, I mean, most of them are all very usable.
So when I'm teaching, like, brand new students, right, like I just taught a class a couple of days ago.
Right.
And some of them are so new, they've never seen a gun before. And then you're trying to give them a good estimate of what a decent price gun is going to cost, right, because they're very cost conscious.
Right.
And you tell them, oh, I don't know, let's just say maybe 600, see where your other, features lie, how well you like it, quality, fit, shooting, performance. And, be prepared to pay a little more or a little less, $600. And they're like, man, $600? I didn't realize guns cost so much. And I was like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to a shop, like they might have one like barely over 100, but yeah, you probably wouldn't want that gun, right? So yeah, about 600 or so. And they are realizing that being a gun owner isn't as inexpensive as they may have thought, because we still haven't talked about all the doodads and accessories and things that come along.
For somebody who just wants to get a gun and carry it, the only doodad that I would think they might need is a decent holster, and then they should probably put most of their money in ammo and practice.
That would be a very good start.
Yeah,
and of course, you got to at least throw in the obligatory cleaning kit, right? Some people say, hey, I have a Glock, and you know what? I never cleaned it in the 1 million years I've owned it.
I haven't cleaned it in the 21st century yet, so yeah. But here's the thing. This is the thing, and I mean, this is the habit I got. When I was in the military, if we went out into the field with our weapons, and we didn't shoot, we didn't qualify, we didn't fire blanks, it didn't matter. When we came back, we cleaned them.
Oh.
And we cleaned them because our lives depended upon them.
Right.
I wasn't out there trying to make a statement of, how long I haven't cleaned this gun.
And I think a lot of people fit into that category. It becomes a social commentary on their devout affinity for Glock and their reputation for not failing if you don't clean it, according to the manual, right? And most manuals will tell you every time you shoot it, right?
Well, I mean, Glock, you pull it apart, it's the most utilitarian gun there is, aside from any other striker-fired gun, which they're all about the same when you pull them apart. And you wipe it down, and maybe you spray it with a little solvent, and then you wipe away the excess and put it back together. Two drops of oil on the rails, one drop of oil on top of the barrel, one drop of oil on top of the crown on where it's extracting the rounds. And your business, you are cooking. You're cooking with gas, and it's going to run. It's going to run like a Swiss watch.
right. So, I'm guessing, just from talking to you, you like the gun and you like to go all down in through there and pull it apart and finesse it and make sure it's showroom ready, right? When you carry it.
So what I'm looking for is the feel. Like, you probably, I don't know how many thousands of rounds you've got through yours, and yours probably floats. I mean, it probably feels like it's magnetic in there, just being held together. You've got that kind of wear built into it. And I don't with some of the guns I have. I simply do not. So I'm looking for how easy is the slide moving and how easy is the trigger resetting and pulling. And that's a simple thing. I got one gun in here that I dearly love, the FN-509. That's, for me, okay, in a stock configuration, that is the best stock gun for my hands. Except the trigger is abysmal. And I called Steve Fisher and I said, what do I do about the trigger? He said, shoot it until it wears in.
That's some good advice.
Yeah. So, you know, so that's what I'm going to do with that. And then I have a few custom guns laying around that I carry from time to time. I've got Taren Tactical Innovations. He sponsors me, and he has made the best little Glock 26 that I've ever handled before. And I mean, it's so small, and it shoots like all the big locks, and it's very accurate. And I mean, it's easy to hide. So that's probably the Staccato CS, which is basically a stock gun as it comes from Staccato.
Okay.
So, look, I
can appreciate the vast variation that you have in your available arsenal.
I'm absolutely spoiled. Don't kid yourself. I'm spoiled beyond belief. When I think about people like you that have this one gun, and you can probably draw a face with that gun, and then I look at all the guns that are in my quote unquote rotation, I can't stand myself. We're about to run out of time. So tell everybody how to find you one more time, please.
I am Rick Ector, Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit. I am conducting my 12th annual free shooting event for women. You can find us, yes, on that site at facebook.com. Look for 2023 organizing team for ladies group. If you are a firearms instructor or range safety officer, we would love to have you here in Metro Detroit during the dates of July 29th and July 30th. Our goal is to train 1,500 women.
He'll be back before then. We'll be talking about this again. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. Lee Williams, this is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.